This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, October 22nd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Miriam was the most devout Muslim in her family in Central Asia. That is, until she met Jesus. As soon as she began following Christ, her family began to harass and pressure her, reports Voice of the Martyrs. Though no one in her family was a very devout Muslim, they felt that Miriam had abandoned their Central Asian cultural identity and brought shame on the family. They scolded, quote, "Don't follow that Russian God. We are Muslims," end quote. But God's love and forgiveness had won her heart. Miriam said, quote, "My family told me that I had dishonored and shamed the family so badly that they would rather I had become a prostitute. Shortly after this, my brother was murdered. My family and the Muslim leaders said it happened because I cursed the family by accepting Christ, so they beat me," end quote. Miriam's family was eager for her to marry, hoping that a Muslim husband would, quote, "fix the problem," end quote. They suggested various men, but Miriam turned them all down because they were Muslims. She knew it was biblically wrong for her to marry an unbeliever. Indeed, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 says, "Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness?" Appearing with Sean Hannity on the Fox News Channel, Republican Senator Joe Kennedy of Louisiana addressed President Joe Biden's fall in popularity.
If you have a pulse and a marginal desire for a better life, you know that President Biden is in trouble, and therefore America is in trouble. Measured any way you want, the debacle in Afghanistan, which has emboldened Russia and China and Iran, the unbridled inflation, gas prices, open borders, crime, a Justice Department that thinks parents are dangerous domestic terrorists, a Treasury Department that wants access to the checking account of every American who has a job. No wonder the American people are so angry. It's no wonder that so many Americans think that this administration doesn't care about them or their lives or their future.
And Senator Kennedy had specific advice for President Biden.
Mr. President, stop worrying so much about the wokers and start worrying about workers. You're never going to make them happy. They hyperventilate on their yoga mats at the slightest provocation. Start worrying about America's workers. And I'm talking about the people who get up every day and go to work and obey the law and pay their taxes and try to do the right thing by their kids. They made America great. Ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
Boston Celtics center Enes Kanter, who grew up in Turkey, stirred up a hornet's nest when he posted a 2-minute video on Twitter describing Chinese President Xi Jinping as a, quote, "brutal dictator," end quote, and calling for the independence of Tibet. Listen.
"Under the Chinese government's brutal rule, Tibetan people's basic rights and freedoms are non-existent. They are not allowed to travel freely. They are not allowed to access information freely. The Tibetan people are not even allowed to worship freely. There have been more than 5,000 political prisoners in Tibet the last 25 years. I say shame on the Chinese government. The Chinese dictatorship is erasing Tibetan identity and culture. The cultural genocide in Tibet is so stifling that more than 150 Tibetan people have burned themselves alive, hoping that such a horrific act of sacrifice will raise awareness and attention towards the ongoing abuses within Tibet. I cannot stay silent. I support their calls for freedom. Brutal dictator of China, Xi Jinping, I have a message for you and your henchmen. Free Tibet, free Tibet, free Tibet."
In response, Beijing wasted no time to act. China's video streaming giant Tencent shut down the live broadcast of the game Wednesday between the Celtics and the New York Knicks, reports the Washington Post. And the Chinese Twitter-like platform Weibo is suspending updates on a Celtics China fan account with more than 600,000 followers. And finally, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, an African-American woman, appeared on Wednesday's episode of ABC's The View, where she denounced critical race theory in schools.
But if I could take a moment to talk about the whole issue of critical race theory and what is and is not being taught. I come out of an academic institution. This is something that academics debate. What is the role of race and so forth? And let me be very clear. I grew up in segregated Birmingham, Alabama. I went to segregated schools till we moved to Denver. My parents never thought I was going to grow up in a world without prejudice, but they also told me that's somebody else's problem, not yours. You're going to overcome it, and you are going to be anything you want to be. And that's the message that I think we ought to be sending to kids.
Former Secretary of State Rice explained where she believes the leftist public school teachers have gone terribly wrong.
One of the worries that I have about the way that we're talking about race is that it either seems so big that somehow white people now have to feel guilty for everything that happened in the past. I don't think that's very productive. Or black people have to feel disempowered by race. I would like black kids to be completely empowered, to know that they are beautiful in their blackness. But in order to do that, I don't have to make white kids feel bad for being white.
Acts 10 verses 34 and 35 says, "So Peter opened his mouth and said, 'Truly, I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him.'" And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, October 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.